is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show here. It is Wednesday, April 17th, 2019, middle of the weekday, hump day, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhana Friday. And another interesting weekend of whatever it is we've got to be keeping us interested. Okay, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions here. And let me get things sorted out just a little tiny bit here. And there we go. All right, so getting on into it, a lot of people still talking about Notre Dame. A lot of people still wondering if, in fact, it was not an accident. Glenn Beck is definitely out there pushing the idea that this may have been a continuation of the wave of vandalism and arson that has been hitting French Catholic churches for quite some time. And there are now two videos out there which purport to show unexplained individuals at the top of the church just prior to the fire. One is this character who very much looks like Osama bin Laden. I think that video is a fake. And then there's another one where there's an individual. It's too blurry to see who it is, but there's definitely a flash of light. Again, could be a fake. We don't really know. There's a lot of people likes to play these hoaxes out there here. And so we do need to be very, very careful, you know, that we don't get suckered in to somebody's idea of a hoax. And that's one of the things that really bothers me about this event, is how many people think this is some kind of a big joke. This is some kind of a joke. We're going to make fun of it. We're going to make fun of the Catholics here. And, you know, don't get me wrong. I make fun of the Catholics every time they get outed for, you know, molesting little kiddies and everything. But Notre Dame, that was an historically, artistically, architecturally important building. And I'm rather appalled at the people who think it's okay to mock it. It's okay to make fun of it. And I think one of the downsides of the modern social media internet age is that it gives people a sense of impunity to go on out and just be rude, because nobody can come back and come at them again other than to be rude back on social media. And so they feel, I'm on social media, I'm immune here. I can go on out. I can say rude things about Melania Trump. I can say bad things about Notre Dame. I can say bad things about Michael Rivero. I can do all this stuff and nothing bad will happen to me. Well, you know, restraint and civility shouldn't be based on whether you think bad things are going to happen to you. At least when I was growing up, civility was based on civility. Just saying that there was a reason to be polite, to be kind, to be gentle, to be civil with each other. And that seems to have gone away. And it seems to be an artifact of the social media age, where everybody thinks they can go on out there and just pound on people and diss them and say all kinds. And even Donald Trump does it, you know. And that may be part of the problem, where everybody thinks, well, the president's doing it, I can do it here. So, I think it's a weakening of our culture. I think it's a weakening of our society when we stop being civil. And I don't want to say it. And everybody who's listening to the show knows I am not a religious man. But I feel the loss of Notre Dame from the historic architectural fence. It is a great loss, as would be, for example, the collapse of the Sphinx or a pyramid somewhere. And I don't think it's appropriate to make fun of it or to diss it in any way. I don't think it's appropriate behavior at all. And I regret the lack of civility that I'm seeing out there on social media. Anyway, getting on back to the cathedral itself, it turns out the great organ did suffer some damage after all. Yesterday they were saying it didn't suffer any damage, but of course they're still getting the debris and the burned wood off of it, and it did suffer a little bit of damage. Now, it had been refurbished 20 years ago, gone through a renovation. So while there are still some of the pipes that go back to medieval times, most of the organ is only 20 years old. And they're going to be renovating that as well, obviously. Okay, we're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates. We're just now rejoining our network here. And Paul Joseph Watson also had a comment out here talking about how BuzzFeed ran defense for the vile people who celebrated the Notre Dame fire. Now, I know there's a lot of people who celebrated the fact that Al-Aqsa caught on fire yesterday, or actually on the same day as the Notre Dame fire. And I don't know. There's this thing where everybody wants to burn everybody else's religious icons. We know that Israel wants to destroy the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock, and probably most of the Christian sites as well. And I understand this is a very instinctive part of human nature. When you go into another country, you know, you go on in and you're fighting because your God told you to go and smite the wicked and the sinners and the infidels. And so you go on in and you basically destroy their holy places. I don't agree with that. It's a big planet. I think there's enough room for everybody's holy places. I really do. One of the best moments I like in the movie, The Kingdom of Heaven, directed by Ridley Scott, is at the very end when Salahuddin has taken the city of Jerusalem, and he goes into this church, and there's a cross lying on the floor. And he just picks it up, and with respect, reverence, gently sets it on the table, on the altar. I think that's appropriate. If you're going to be religious, shouldn't you be respectful of everybody's religion? Respect first your own, obviously. But where did this whole thing come from of you have to go around destroying the symbols and the worship places of the other religions? I want to know where that started, because that's responsible for a lot of suffering. So anyway, Paul Joseph Watson was out there being very critical, talking about BuzzFeed, where apparently BuzzFeed thinks it's okay to, you know, make fun of the Notre Dame fire. And no, it is a tragedy. Even for those of us who are not religious, this is a tremendous, tremendous loss. I think right now the total funds that have been donated for reconstruction are now 600 million euros. So they're going to be able to do a proper job of rebuilding the interior, rebuilding the organ, and it's going to be a new and better cathedral. And here is where it gets kind of interesting. A lot of people have said that the burning of Notre Dame is a metaphor for the collapse of the West, and they may very well be right, because it turns out that there had been concern raised recently over the condition of Notre Dame. That, you know, obviously, much of it 800 years old. That the wood frame was very old, very dry, very flammable. Now, there was a fire alarm system, and it actually sounded off twice the night of the fire. The first time it went off, they couldn't find the fire. The second time, the fire was up in the rafters, and they couldn't get at it to put it out. So, but it had been known that the cathedral was at risk. Now, the cathedral is owned by the government of France. The really old cathedrals in France are all owned by the government. They are operated by the Catholic Church, but they're owned by the government of France. And the government of France basically, they had started a $6 million renovation to replace the spire at the top and a few other things. But apparently, as we could see from the way it burned up, it was a disaster waiting to happen. It was a disaster waiting to happen. And but again, the good news is the 14 statues, the copper statues that were at the top of the building, those had already been removed for the renovation. They've been saved and preserved. The altar is saved. The cross above the altar is saved. The organ is sort of kind of okay. They can repair it. Much of the other artwork and the relics were saved as well. So it will get rebuilt. These things do get rebuilt. Most of the so-called historic buildings aren't as historic as you might think they are. If you ever been to the White House? You say, oh, the White House, and you think John Adams. Nope. That White House has been completely rebuilt several times throughout history. There's only one section of the White House that dates all the way back to the original building, and that's like one little tiny corner that they make a point of preserving for that very reason. But the rest of it, I think most of the interior was completely redone during Truman's administration. Anyway, we're going to take a phone call now. Al in Canada, aloha. Al, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I hate doing this to you, but I got to make a correction. The government of France doesn't own anything. The people that live in France own everything.
Okay.
So it's actually the taxpayers' cathedral, right?
Yes.
Unless you know something I don't.
Well, I'm just going from the research that I did the other day, which said that Notre Dame is actually owned by the government of France, which mean the people of France. But whoever was in charge of it, whether it's the government of France or the people of France, they knew there was a problem.
Yep. When stuff like this happens, Mike, I just don't believe it. You know, my first reaction is, yeah, well, what really happened, which is exactly what your show's called. And just because, like you've pointed out, you know, over the years that all the lies we've been fed, you know, Macron is, should he really be running France at this point? Is his popularity even above 30%? You have the yellow vests over there protesting. Mm-hmm. You know, this morning I was reading the news from a couple of different websites, and the people of France are united. Hallelujah, they've been saved. They are now one again.
Yes.
I don't think so. You know, it's like everything else. It's, I mean, you know, like that New Zealand shooting. I mean, and there was a video of that, for crying out loud. So, I mean, that's easy to pick apart. But, you know, I'm not convinced, you know. I'm not saying, I'm not trying to be disrespectful or anything like that, but I'm just saying I am not convinced whatsoever. You know, these people, they'll do anything. They'll do anything. Nothing is sacred to these people, absolutely nothing. you know. So,
no, I understand that. I understand that. And I was kind of wondering if Macron might in fact blame the Yellow Vests for the fire at Notre Dame, but so far it hasn't happened.
Mm. Well, I'm sure if his popularity plunges even more, he'll probably find a way to blame it on somebody to try and garner, you know, sympathy. But as far as I'm concerned, you know what? And I mean this quite literally, his fault. Anything that happens in France is his fault. It's his watch, right? He was put there for a reason to
yes.
to run everything that the people can't, because they're obviously working and paying taxes. They're paying these people to do this stuff. So, you know, I'm getting too old to pussyfoot around with this kind of stuff. You know, especially the last 7, 8, you know, wow, since 2001, it's right there out in the open now. I don't care how they try and hide it. There's always ways that you can see through it. When it's, you know, as soon as it started, it happened, I figured, okay, hot work, right? They're doing some hot work on that, you know, with the contractors. Maybe something let loose, right? A cigarette. And then, of course, you know, the next one, which is a false flag to garner sympathy, you know, for the,
well,
for
see,
the government.
Well, see, here's the problem. Here's the problem. If they were going to exploit Notre Dame and blame somebody for it, they would have assigned the blame by now. You know, the longer they wait, the less emotional the impact is for most people, and the less they're going to be able to exploit that emotionality. If you remember on 9/11, I mean, before the buildings had even come down all the way, oh, it's Osama bin Laden. It's definitely Osama bin Laden. And they were out there casting the blame. In this case, they didn't have somebody to blame for it, which is why I tend to think it genuinely is an honest accident.
Right. Who are they going to blame, though, Mike? Are they going to blame Muslims? They can't do that.
They could do that, or they could blame the Yellow Vests.
Well, see, I never thought of that one. And well, there's something there, but they don't even have to assign blame. Right? All those poor French people, and, you know, like this morning I said, they're united. They're united. No, they're not. No, they're not. The French people aren't united. I don't really think any of the Western countries, the people inside of them, are united. The government has been picking away at us for too long, trying to divide us all up.
I agree.
You know, so anyway, that's my two cents. I mean, I'm sorry. You know, it's what do you I'm sorry. I mean, I just can't believe this stuff anymore. I really can't. Anyway, thanks a lot, Mike. I appreciate your time. Have a good show.
All right. Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go here. Now, as you know, one of the head scratchers regarding Notre Dame is the fact that part of the Al-Aqsa Mosque was also set on fire at the same time. And there's yet another interesting coincidence. Apparently, Michelle Obama was on a dinner cruise on the River Seine in Paris when the Notre Dame Cathedral caught fire on Monday night. And apparently they were looking at, you know, what was going on. So that's another interesting coincidence to be there here. All right, so let's talk about Julian Assange, because they're trying to make an example out of him. They don't really have a case. The statute of limitations has expired on pretty much everything they want to charge him with. They're trying to say that somehow this is linked in with terrorism, but it isn't. And his prosecution is much more than attempting to hack a password. It's an attack on independent journalism. We'll be right back after these few words.
Oh, corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
The money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
Okay, I'm sorry I'm a little late coming back here. I had a, let's just say we had an emergency here. So, yes, we're here. We're here on the air. Sorry about that. All right, so we're talking about Julian Assange, and we're talking about how the case is a clear attempt to punish Assange for publishing information the government did not want published. This is not about a single failed attempt at cracking a password. And you would think that corporate media would be on the side of Assange here, because this is an attack on everybody who seeks to hold the government accountable for their actions, which is what the media is supposed to be doing. That's why there is that First Amendment. the corporate media, for the most part, is out there demonizing Julian Assange. Oh, he's a bad person. He tried to crack a password. Oh, horror of horrors. He tried to crack a password, and he embarrassed the government. You know, so what if we blew up a Reuters film crew with a 30-millimeter chain gun? I mean, you know, bad things happen during a war, and, you know, Reuters has got lots of camera crews. It's not like they had a shortage of them. Seems to be the attitude. All right, let's take a phone call from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You know what I find amazing? They never talk about what's in the emails or what, like, or, you know, or what, like, the leaking of the Iraq war logs in Afghanistan. They never talk about the in-depth part of that. They don't want to talk about that. So they'll always just say, he's a traitor, just like, you know, Meghan McCain did and all these people. And, Mike, you know what he's going to be brought, if he's brought here, to Alexandria, Virginia. Like, I mean, that's, yeah. Isn't that, like, that's basically the devil's den there. He'll never get a fair shake. And, I mean, I just want people to think about this. Like, they got secret courts, man. Secret court. This is, like, Stasi crap. Come on, people. Like, secret courts it's a clown world. They're calling it a clown world. I mean, I can't, you know, Judge Napolitano called him a hero, and he is a hero. And like I said the other day, if you take away your freedom of speech and freedom of the press, then you got nothing left here. It's gone.
Yeah. Yep.
It's absolutely gone. And some people don't have a problem with that. Like, I mean, I'm curious, what do you think about Rand Paul coming out and saying, like, they should get, basically talk to Assange? I mean, there's people out there that think, oh, it's a 4D chess move by Trump to take down the deep state. It's not a 4D. If John Bolton wasn't with him and Elliot Abrams and Mike Pompeo, I might think that. But this is not a 4D chess move.
No, you know? It is not.
This is about a threat to this cabal we got. And John Bolton's part of that group. Remember, he was one of the architects of the Iraq War. And Elliot Abrams with the Iran-Contra death squads. So Trump's not going to save this guy. No way. You know, like I said, I might have thought he would if he didn't have these people around him. But which leads me to Trump on, Mike, what did you take on this? He vetoed they passed against Saudi Arabia with the Yemenis war.
Wasn't unexpected, but I'm obviously very disappointed in Trump for doing that. That in point of fact, he has, he's vetoed the bill. He basically wants the Yemen war to continue.
It's just, I know Joe still supports him because he, you know, I mean, yeah. I don't know Trump, though. I mean, I live in New Jersey. I know people worked in Atlantic City, and Trump's from, you know, New York, Atlantic City, and all that. But, I mean, we don't know this guy. You know, I mean, I voted for him. I mean, I had hope in him. But, like I said, I don't know him personally. No, nobody does. People
nope.
who support him or don't, you know? So I don't know what. And Mike, did you see this other report about the, they pulled a Foley on Trump? So this is what they're saying about the dead kids and dead ducks thing with the Russia Skripal fake poisoning thing. Did you hear about that?
Yes.
And everybody should know this. The Skripals is linked to the Christopher Steele dirty dossier. And why isn't Trump firing the head of the CIA, the intelligence, for pulling this? Like stunts.
He really should. He should be. Anyway, listen, Dustin, stay on the line. We got to take another commercial break, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey, and we're talking about, well, all kinds of different things here. But I think overall, again, looking at the fact that Trump did veto that bill that Congress passed to end U.S. involvement in the war in Yemen, I think it's very telling that Trump wants to be a war president, that he thinks war is cool, that he thinks it's okay to just, you know, go on out and kill all these people. And it certainly is not the tone that he set during the campaign in 2016.
And you throw on all the Twitter stuff. I wish he'd stop doing that already. There's a lot of people who, you know, still support Trump. They wish he would stop, too. Like, he's got to stop Twittering stuff. And he has the ability to fire anybody, like the people around him, and put good people in. You know, he's not. That's what I'm trying to say, like, to Joe from Tennessee. I mean, he's got crappy people around him and bad people. They're evil. So why wouldn't you
they
put
are,
people
and
in? You know, I mean,
again, getting back to this idea that the CIA literally showed him phony pictures to trick him into a hard stance on Russia following this the supposed Skripal poisoning. I don't know why he's not firing those people right now. If that was me, I'd say, How dare you lie to me? You know, you're out of here. You are fired with prejudice.
And he has a greater obligation, Mike, you know, to, like, the citizens of the United States, not just the people who voted for him, but even to the people who didn't vote for him. To let this Russia thing drag on with this Venezuela thing. Now Cuba, did you hear about Cuba? He's gonna allow you to sue back since 1957. So after the Communist Party in Cuba took over, he's going to allow you to sue to get your whatever company you can sue that they took away from the Americans back in the day. I'm like, what the heck? I mean, I don't know anymore, Mike. It just blows my mind.
Yeah.
You know, and now they're saying like $25. If you're an American, if you go over there, you only could spend up to $25. You got it. When you come back, you got to like show what you bought. This is not like freedom of anything, man. Like, if you don't like Cuba, fine. But like, who the hell are you to tell me where I can or can't go? You know, I mean,
I know,
I don't know.
It's completely over the top right now.
And then, you know, Europe is moving away from the United because of the Boeing thing, Airbus, and now like other. What, we put tariffs on them, now they're going to stick I don't know. But Mike, have a good show. Okay.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over to Joe in Tennessee. Aloha, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? We lost Joe. Okay, so let's go to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, there was a clip, I think, that was on of a freshman congresswoman that you had on. I think the source was Investment Watch blog the other day. And I played it, and she, this freshman female congresswoman, was saying how, talking about the freshman class, about Democrat, by the way, about how glad she was to work with all the freshmen especially all the veterans and CIA people that have come in. And I wanted to remind everybody out there just how many CIA candidates ran and won seats in the House of Representatives. And by the way, some of the veterans were intel people as well. They were just, you know, service intel. And mind you, these are people who can do dirty tricks like they did to Trump. They can make black donations and covert donations. They can smear people, opponents, and so on. And now they are direct members of Congress. And when you think about that, Mike, you begin to see, I mean, Trump is a gutless, brainless pig, frankly. But he's an imprisoned, on top of that, he's an imprisoned, gutless, brainless pig. I don't know what, you know, the old Chuck Schumer quote about they can get you six ways from Sunday. And then when you think about, Mike, of course, the precedent has been set. The intel community has been totally weaponized in the political process. And then you think that when you take that even further, there's no way that there can be there are checks and balances in the United States anymore with the total surveillance and all the information that they have on from the NSA and the FBI and the CIA and DEA and all the intercepts that they have from all of us. And if we're clean, maybe our parents aren't, or maybe our kids aren't, or, you know, whatever. Maybe our spouses aren't. But I don't believe there can ever be an impeachment without the acquiescence of the intelligence community anymore. I don't believe if they want it, it can happen, I believe. But if they don't want it, they can squash it. The two big evils in my life, in my mind, the biggest ones are the central bank, which, you know, the central banks and the intelligence agencies. And there's no way that any sort of democracy can coexist with those two institutions.
Nope. I absolutely agree with you. I find it very alarming that so many members of Congress are connected with the intelligence community. And I vaguely recall that I think it was literally in the old Soviet Union, where if you were KGB or GRU, you could not run for political office. And I know there are rules here in the United States. For example, if you're special forces, you can never have a rank above major. I mean, there are certain classes of people in any society that you view as being inherently dangerous and destabilizing, and you try and say, okay, we're going to contain these people.
Well,
but apparently not in Congress.
That the special forces thing, that's not the case, Mike. And then I look back at Yuri Andropov. Remember him? He was head of the KGB.
Yes.
He became head of the party. And even going back to when they had to arrest Beria. Beria was, you know, of course, jockeying for the head of the party as well. So
yes,
I think it should be that way. There shouldn't be intel operatives be able to do that, but we wouldn't be able to tell who they were anyways. They can covertly finance anything, and they are really dangerous. And think about the checks and balances out there, everybody listening, and about how they're the arbiters now of whether a president survives or doesn't survive. They're involved in every election. They're involved in every transaction that you make that's electronic. They have access to, and they can get to you as well. So it's really Big Brother, big time. So
it really is. I mean, the danger of intelligence operatives, they are literally trained to think that anything they get away with is okay, including killing people. There is no moral restraint on them whatsoever. And, of course, as an intelligence operative, you want them to be that way, but I think it's very dangerous to have them in part of the civilian government, again, because of that very same mindset.
Yeah, and remember, Mike, remind everybody out there that the intelligence agencies bugged their own oversight committees and threatened.
Yes.
I mean, that's where we are, really. They bugged their own oversight committees.
Yes.
And nothing was ever done about that, Mike. Nothing.
Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely the case.
Watch and see these people who just got into Congress, and there's others there as well. Watch and see how it will be a natural thing for them to flow to the House and the Senate Intelligence Committee staffs, or you know, and they are going to be, you know, the Intelligence Committee will be overseeing itself even there.
Yep.
And it's only getting worse.
It is. It's absolutely getting worse. I mean, I don't know how this country can survive much longer.
Did you, Mike, and now they're enlisting, as you see in the Trump Russiagate thing, it becomes clear that they had cooperated internationally with other intelligence agencies, certainly the MI6 and possibly Australia, in coming up with this Russiagate thing. So they have their own alliances. They have their own statecraft.
Yes.
It's really something when you think about it.
It is. It's a very, very scary situation. And, of course, the fact that intelligence agencies have their own statecraft and their own alliances. We've known about the Five Eyes. I mean, that goes back to the 1980s. You know, where they were cooperating with these other countries for the Echelon program.
And of course, Mockingbird and the paramilitary thing. And then when you think about the fact that nobody really knows what their budget is, because that's limited to the Intel Committee, right, which they'll control anyways. And some of that's even classified above that level, I believe. And then they have all the stuff that they do that's off the books, that's illegal, like smuggling drugs, smuggling body parts, probably murder for hire, probably certainly blackmailing people and intervening on behalf of companies. Or, you know, if you can think of it, they're doing it. And
yes,
they're making money off of it. And so we have no idea how much money they make. Not even Congress has any idea what kind of money they make. And they're totally, apparently, they're totally unregulated at all. I mean, if they're,
yes,
if they're doing their own oversight committee, they're completely rogue. So
they are. They absolutely are. And, you know, originally it was supposed to be that, you know, intelligence agencies would go to Congress for funding for covert operations, which gave Congress some oversight and control. But again, going back to the 1980s, well, actually, even before that, all the way back to Vietnam, the CIA engaged in its own drug smuggling operations to raise money for covert operations that didn't have to be reviewed by Congress.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Military was involved in that as well. Military intelligence was. None of it's clean. And then, of course, they tortured people and destroyed all the evidence and claimed that they lost it. It's just getting worse. No, they're completely unaccountable. They have power of life and death over people.
And, yes, they do.
And they're surveilling us all.
Yep.
So, I'm going to leave you with that wonderful thought, Mike, and there you go.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for the phone call, Peter. We're going to switch over to Terry in California. Terry, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I was told Zionists are in firm control of those intelligence agencies that Peter was talking about. And also that's the group that would like nothing better than to get a war going between the Christians and the Muslims.
True.
And there's this guy, David Horowitz, has got these blogs he puts out to email to the unsuspecting, naive Americans. One of them is Jihad Watch, and the other one, Pam Geller.
Yes.
And he had a blog out this morning about big paragraph on all the Muslims over in Paris and all the attacks that they did on the Christian churches, and didn't come right out and say that the Notre Dame thing was absolutely the result of the Muslims, but he certainly implied it and pointed the finger at them. So this comes under the heading of never let a good crisis go to waste. So if there's a crisis over there, take advantage of it and push your agenda. And that's the only thought I'd want to make. But I'd like people just to try to look below the surface on these things. You know, try to find out the people's motives that send you these things. You know, just don't take it on face value. All right, Mike, thanks. And we'll talk to you next time.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Terry. We're going to let you go here. I mean, frankly, I think if there was an agenda to stir up warfare, if you will, between Christians and Muslims, it would be all over the corporate media. And I'm not seeing enough of it to suggest that that really is somebody's agenda. I mean, yes, Glenn Beck is out there and a couple of other people are out there saying it may have been the Muslims. But again, if you go back and you look at 9/11, it was just pure saturation from the moment 9/11 happened until we went into Afghanistan. It was just pure saturation. It was Osama bin Laden. It was the Muslims. Oh, those bad Muslims, they did 9/11. And we're not seeing that here, which is why I think it genuinely was an accidental fire. Okay, let's go to Gabriel in New York. Aloha, Gabriel. Thank you for waiting. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Appreciate your show, and I appreciate you letting me in get to say my piece. I just wanted to, I have to tell you honestly, I'm a little, not that I'm a wonderful Trump supporter, but we don't know what's going on in Trump, with Trump. You know, somebody may have a gun to his head. And here's a suggestion to both Peter, who calls the president a stupid pig, and you agreed with him, Mike, and mm-hmm. Dustin, why don't you take $1 billion each, and you two could run for, Dustin and Peter from Los Angeles could run for president and vice president and solve the problems. Just a thought.
Yeah, but Trump did spend the money. He ran for president. We supported him. He made a bunch of promises which are not being kept. Okay, and I don't care what the reason might be, if somebody's got a gun to his head or to his family's head. I'm not looking for excuses. I'm looking for something to get done. Supposedly, the presidency is the most powerful office in the world. And, you know, certainly Trump had no hesitancy to veto that Yemen war resolution. But he's dropped the ball on the vaccine safety, on honest elections, on lowering medical costs. And the rest of it. I'm sorry, he's a disappointment. Anyway, Gabriel, got to take a break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call. We'll be back with another phone call after these few words.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go back to the phones to Jim in New York. Aloha, Jim. Thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Hi. Parenthetically, we got to the, I think the last caller, he mentioned Pamela Geller.
Yes.
I remember when she was guest on many shows and everything, and she had that growing Muhammad contest down in Texas. Remember when some guy tried to shoot it up or something like that?
Yeah.
Remember that? Oh, yeah, but the thing I noticed about it, she's not on anywhere anymore. I don't know what happened with that. But that's just by way of passing. So what I wanted to mention was I heard something today on some show somewhere about, remember Cheryl Atkinson, the network reporter who was fired
yes.
because she went against the grain? Okay,
yes.
So I heard something somewhere today that she is on this thing on a video. It's on YouTube. It's accessed on James Rosen TV at Twitter. James Rosen TV at Twitter. And there's a video with her and I think with him talking about something that I remember, but it was very quickly passed over about maybe 10, 15 years ago. Well, you remember when a lot of Iranian Jews were leaving and some went to Los Angeles and New York and a lot of them went to Israel. And some of these Iranian Jews became Mossad agents. And, you know, they speak fluent Parsi and they, you know, they fit in with the Iranian population. And this video talks about how at when that happened, they went in there, there was a Mossad operation, and they accessed, I think, 110 high security file safes. And they got access to about 20% of them. And it had all of these nuclear projects in limbo because of the IAEA. Anyhow, so I just wanted to mention they mentioned that I didn't see the video. In fact, I don't even have internet. I listen to you on the telephone listen line. I don't have internet or email or any of those things. But they say it's on. It's access. The video is accessed at James Rosen TV on Twitter. And if you would look at it, I don't know what it says exactly, but maybe you yourself, because I know you talk a little bit about how it's sort of like a fable that Israel raises about Iran, etc. And I just thought, you know, I didn't see it, but they say that there's a lot to it, what Israel is claiming. So, like, again, we'll leave it up in the air to you look at it, and I just wanted to say that.
Okay, well, my response to that, of course, is to remind everybody about the so-called laptop of death, which was a laptop that was filled with all of what appeared to be blueprints for nuclear weapons. And it was basically laundered, if you will, through MEK and presented to the world as proof of Iran's desire for a nuclear weapon. And the corporate media made a big deal about it until real nuclear weapons engineers looked at the actual documents on the laptop and said, this stuff is junk. It looks like somebody just went out to the internet and web searched a bunch of diagrams and documents and put it all together. But none of this stuff would work. Much of it is completely erroneous. And it's more of a movie prop than anything else. So we need to be very, very careful about any time Israel says, we have proof that Iran or Iraq or anybody else has got nuclear weapons, because they've been caught lying before.
That's why I asked you to look at it. That's why I want you to protect. I don't know what it is, but maybe you could look at it and tell us what you see.
Well, I'll take a look at it, but again, I think it's likely to be another hoax. I looked at it when it first came on out. Anyway, Jim, we got to let you go. Take a break for station identification. We'll be right back.
Okay. Good luck.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
You're listening to the